Hey, this is CJ Benjamin. I want to share a little story with you today. Some years ago, I went through a very trying time, very difficult time. I was broke, I was unemployed, days were dark, friends were few, and the walls were closing in terribly quickly, my friends. During this time, I reached out to a friend of mine, someone I thought was a friend of mine, and I asked him for an opportunity to work in his company, and I was so desperate, and I saw a vacancy. And I reached out to him because we knew each other very well. When I was on top, this guy was in my corner. He was with me a lot and he had a lot of access to me. You know, his response was that the only offer he had for me was to make his coffee and file his papers. Now, I don't mind the suggestion. I minded the condescending tone in which he spoke to me. Anyway, my friends, when you're desperate, you don't have time for ego, arrogance or pride. And so I said, yes, absolutely, I will do it. I never heard from him again. He never responded to my texts. He never answered my calls. You know, the right thing to do, the courteous thing to do was to say that it was not possible. And I would have walked away from that quite comfortably. Moral of the story. A week ago, I found out that this gentleman is trying to reach me. He's trying to call me. He's managed to get my number. And I haven't answered the call. I'm not interested in doing business with him. He'd like to do business with me. You see, don't write people off. We always bounce back. We always have the potential to reach even greater heights. So he wrote me off and now would like to waltz back in and do some business with me. I'm not bitter. You might think I'm bitter. I'm not bitter, but I choose my circle very carefully. Friends, family, and those whom I work with. I'm interested in the integrity of the man, the measure of a man, and not the fact that he didn't give me an opportunity. So I understood very clearly back then where I stood with him. And therefore, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. So I've chosen to do that. And I'm only sharing this with you today to say you might be going through a downtime, a very difficult, painful period, and there's rejections and there's closed doors and there's friends who've abandoned you. Mark my word, they will come back. They will return. They will want to hold those doors wide open for you. And you will choose if you want to walk into them or not, just as I have. Thank you very much for watching. My name is CJ Benjamin, always in the mood to make it right.